to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week we have classic old-time radio horror with Lights Out. Willis Cooper created the show, and when he left to become a screenwriter in Hollywood, Arch Obler took over the job. Arch Obler was one of the most imaginative and creative people in radio, and he loved horror stories. He wrote some of the most memorably frightening stories of radio's heyday. This week, we have two episodes of Lights Out that are sure to get you in the spirit of Halloween. First, we have the chilling tale of a criminal who can move fast as the speed of light. This wartime broadcast finds Americans very afraid with an impassioned plea by Arch Obler for help with the war effort. A spooky crime with Lights Out Speed. First broadcast January 5th, 1943 on CBS.
Ironized Yeast presents Lights Out, Everybody.
It is later than you think.
Lights Out brings you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly, but sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
My name, Arch Obler. Someone recently asked me, what would you do if you could get your hands on all the money in the world? And by one of those peculiar backflips, peculiar only to a playwright's mind, tonight's story happened. This is a story of a super crime. But before we start, Frank Martin has something to say to you.
We're all expecting big things of this new year, 1943, and I personally hope that everything you're hoping for comes true. On the other hand, you can scarcely expect to win out if you don't feel good. So if you're miserably thin and run down, weak and nervous, always tired, and if it's only because you need more vitamin B and iron than you're getting from your meals, take this friendly tip. Try ironized yeast.
Lights out. Everybody.
But my dear Mr. Finn, $5,000.
$5,000. $5,000. What do you think you're doing, bidding at an auction sale?
I am bidding for your services. And if a $5,000 retainer isn't enough, why, name your own price. I'm not here as an individual. I'm the representative of a group of casualty insurance companies who handle practically all of the burglary insurance in this entire area.
Well, if you're that important, talk important money. $10,000 cash.
Very well, I'll write you a check.
Fenn Detective Agency. F-E-N-N.
Yes.
$500,000 stolen in broad daylight and no witnesses. A very clever criminal, whoever he is.
But surely you don't believe only one man has committed all these crimes.
Whenever there is greatness, even in crime, the answer is a man. One man.
25 places robbed both sides of State Street, 25 stores robbed in the space of 30 minutes, and you talk of one man?
He's very clever.
No one man could rob 25 places, spreading over a distance of 3 blocks in the space of 30 minutes.
No?
Of course not. Banks and department stores and loan companies. Cash registers cleaned out. And not a clue, not a witness. The devil alone knows what this is all about.
The devil alone.
City morgue. Oh, hello, Chief. Yeah, he's been here 2 days in a row. Yeah, all he looks at is the bodies of the hit and run. Hey, listen, Chief. Here he comes now. Yeah. Okay, I'll try to find out. Yeah. Hiya, Mr. Finn. Early today, ain't you?
Quickly, show me the new ones.
Yeah, sure. Why not? The same kind?
Yes.
Okay. Uh, This one's name is, it's on the tag here, Morrison something. Relatives ain't claimed him yet. Look at him. Smashed up pretty, ain't he?
He never knew what struck him.
I'll say he didn't. The way that skull... Well, I bet you he went out just like that.
I'm no longer interested in this one. Where's the next?
Coming up. Wait till I put this fella back on ice. Let me see. Where'd I put the dame? Oh, yeah, here she is. Kid. Whoever the rat was, his hair must have bust the front end of his crate. Look at her.
Yeah.
Ain't much of her left to tell who she was, is there? Only identification on her was her first name in a book. Let me see, Libby. Yeah, that's what it was, Libby. Gosh, if this was my girlfriend and any hit-and-run rat did this, I'd find him even if I... Hey, Mr. Finn, what's the matter? What are you laughing about? It ain't funny. The girl's face, it smashed her. What are you laughing about?
I know. Now I know.
Paper, mister. Which one of these, sir?
No, I don't want a paper. I want to talk to you here.
Oh, thanks, mister. Thanks, sir. What you want to know?
There was a little accident on this corner yesterday, wasn't there?
Yeah, sure. Some dame got her head almost cut off by one of them hit-and-run guys. See, you should have seen it made me so sick I couldn't
eat. Yes, but that doesn't concern me. What I want to know is, did you see the accident?
You mean the car would have done it?
Yes.
Well, no, not what you could really say. You seen it.
Speak up.
Don't get sore. I'm telling you, I was just closing up my stand, ready to go home. See, and I have my back kind of to the street. See, all at once I hears a whoosh and a dame screams and then a whoosh again like one of them there race cars at the speedway like she sees in the newsreels. When I turns around, there's a dame dying out there. And honest, mister, the hat's out of sight ready already. I don't see nothing, no, sir.
You don't see nothing.
No, sir. Why, that guy must have been going 100 miles an hour. He ain't even got lights on, no, sir.
You. Hey, you. Hold on there. I want to talk to you.
Are you talking to me, copper?
Oh, wise guy, huh? Listen, you, what's the idea of cross-examining everybody in this neighborhood?
Now, just a minute before you start using that nightstick. You better have a look at this.
Why... Oh, you're a private detective.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, now, how was I supposed to know that...
Well, you know it now. Tell me this. What do you know about the hit-and-run cases in this district?
Oh, that's bad, sir. But what can I do? Drunken rats driving without lights and giving no warning. We'll get them tonight, sir. Believe me, we will.
What do you mean?
There's going to be 10 squad cars touring this district.
Just a moment. One question. Have you been hearing any peculiar noises on your beat? Noises like an airplane motor when there wasn't anything in the sky?
Go on now. You're kidding me. Say, look at the time. I better get moving on me beat or the sergeant will be shooting his mouth up. Anything else I can tell you?
Yes. This restaurant we're in front of, is it a good place to eat?
Yeah. Bill Lewis's place is okay. He's off in Washington, but his wife's running it. Nothing like the Ritz, but it's okay. Well, I'll be seeing you.
You're mistaken.
What'll you have, sir? Nice dinner?
Coffee.
Piece of nice fresh pie. Apple, peach, cherry.
Apple.
Yes, sir, right away.
I beg your pardon.
Where did you come from?
I followed you in. I wish to speak with you.
I don't want to buy anything.
I am not selling. Just like you, I am asking questions.
Eh?
I have been watching you. All afternoon, you have been asking many questions.
What's that to you?
I am a Bellini, Dr. Bellini. I live in this neighborhood. I am interested in whatever goes on in it.
Ah, glad to meet you, Doctor. Maybe you can tell me. Have you heard any unusual noises during the late afternoon and evening hours? A noise you couldn't quite locate or explain?
Noises? What noises? You are a detective.
Why do you ask that?
As a physician, I pride myself on my powers of observation. You are a detective, eh, my friend?
Yes.
Then come with me. Do not raise your voice now. This gun in my pocket will kill you. Walk slowly toward the door. Make no noise. Now, open the door and step outside. I advise discretion. I will be close behind you. Now, walk beside me down the street. A gun in your side and you laugh? Why do you laugh? Tell me.
I've been looking for you, Dr. Bellini.
Yeah? Why?
I must know your secret. I must.
Very well. But there is a price to pay.
Price? What is your price?
Death.
Ladies and gentlemen, a breath and a moment for relaxation before we return to the strange story of Bellini and Mr. Fenn, and the secret price of which is death. Yes, before going on with tonight's Lights Out story, a moment for relaxation and a return to the realities of today. For instance, here's a lady with a problem that's facing a lot of us these days.
Life is so hard lately. I feel it's my duty to do war work. Of course, I've got my home and the children to take care of. But how can I keep going when I'm losing weight? Can't eat or sleep. Oh, honestly, I'm so worn out and on edge, I don't know which way to turn.
You have a problem. But the solution may be easier than you think. As simple as more vitamin B and iron.
More vitamin B and iron? I don't understand.
Well, you see, when you don't get enough vitamin B from your food, then your appetite may be so poor that you don't eat enough to keep up your weight and strength. Or your food may not do you the good it should. And when you don't get enough iron from your meals, you may be weak and pale and listless.
But if I do need more vitamin B and iron, then what?
Then try ironized yeast tablets. They're ever so pleasant and easy to take, and they give you both vitamin B and iron. That's why ironized yeast tablets have been of such amazing help to thousands who only needed more of these substances. Help them gain wonderful new pep and strength and 5, 10, even more pounds of good new flesh, often in a few short weeks. Yes, indeed, ma'am. If you need more vitamin B and iron, by all means get ironized yeast tablets. Then see if pretty soon you aren't saying...
What a relief to be doing things again. I've forgotten what tired means. I've gained pounds. And thanks to ironized yeast, I feel wonderful.
And now back to Lights Out. Mark Fenn and Bellini are alone. And the detective is about to hear the secret whose price is death.
So, now we will not be disturbed, Mr.
Mark Fenn.
Mark Fenn, the man who is willing to die to learn my secret.
I'll take my chances. Just tell me, how did you do it?
But first, I will ask you questions. You are either a very clever man, Mr. Fenn, or a very lucky one. How did you suspect it was only one man?
I knew. It had to be one man.
But how did you correlate the missing money and the dead in the streets?
30 minutes to collect $500,000 and cover 25 stores. I knew you'd have to move fast. I figured someone would get hurt.
You are very clever.
You did do it, didn't you?
Come, I will show you. You will be the first to know. And the last. Here. Sit here.
Yes, yes.
Now, what do you see in my hand, Mark Fenn?
A bottle. It's full of oil.
Not oil, you blind fool. Power. The key to the world. Listen to me, Mark Fenn. One drop of this in the world is mine. You believe, Mark Fenn? You believe what I tell you?
But what does that stuff do? You've got to tell me.
Speed. That's what it gives. Speed. Faster, faster, faster. Every atom in me faster. You do believe, Mark Fenn. You've got to believe.
But what? I don't understand it. What does that stuff do to you?
Oh, you fool. Why don't you listen? Speed. That's what it gives me, speed. Every physical process, every mental activity, it speeds them up 10-20 times the normal rate. Faster, faster. Every molecule. Listen, the average man walks 3 miles an hour. One drop of this, and I walk 60 miles an hour. Now you know my secret. A chemical which speeds up my activities until I am a god among men. A drop of this, one drop... And I walk and I run and I talk and I think 20 times faster than any other man in the world.
Oh, no, that can't be.
No? Then watch. I drink.
Doctor. Dr. Bellini.
Where are you, Doctor? Where are you? Bellini,
I never seen...
Bellini, what are you talking about? What are you saying? I don't understand. Stop it. Stop it, I say. Stop it! Bellini, you went away. Where? What happened to you? Why do you talk like that?
I told you all physical, mental processes speed up. Wait a second. Chemical effect will wear off completely.
That stuff, it makes you talk fast, is that it?
There. Effect is worn off. I'm back to normal rate again.
Where did you go? Where?
To prove to you that what I say is true. Look what I have in my hand.
Diamonds. Diamond necklace. Where did you...
From the window of that jewelry store 3 blocks away.
You were there and back in these few seconds?
20 times faster than any man can run, I ran in those few seconds. 20 times faster than any man can think, I thought in those few seconds. Now, do you believe my fact?
It was you moving at 100 miles an hour that knocked down those people and killed them. It was you moving so fast, they were not hurt. Though they were hurt, but not you.
Yes, it was I.
It was you moving so fast they couldn't see you who took that $500,000 in cash from those stores.
Yes, I.
Me too.
You?
Yes, me. All my life I've wanted. Bellini, the power you've got now, Bellini, I want it too.
But why? Why should I share it with you?
Because I can help you. Yes, that's it. I can help you. There's so much to do. You can rule the world, but you cannot conquer it alone. You'll need help, and I'll need help. You hear me, Bellini? I'll help you. I'll do anything you say, but you must let me join you. With the dream of all my life coming true. Power like God. Let me join you, Bellini. Let me.
Yes. I need a man like you. Together we will help the world.
That this great and unprecedented crime wave which is sweeping our city is due entirely to the unholy alliance of crime and politics. Sweep the culprits out of office, and I tell you that our police will be able to
walk from this house. I tell you, Mr. Mayor, I'm doing everything I can do. I've sworn in 1,000 extra deputies. I've got the force for the purpose.
And I tell you, fellow citizens, this alliance of the underworld and their masters can never be broken until we, the people, take matters into our own hands. Like the vigilantes of old, we must rise in our wrath and drive these vampires out of our fair city.
Destroy these vampires.
A revolutionist plot.
Unholy alliance of crime and politics. Oh, we have done well in these 10 days, eh, Mark Fenn?
Oh, I say we have, lady. $10 million. Nobody in the world ever collected money that fast.
It was good letting you join me.
I told you.
All the places where money is, you know.
But it's not money alone we want, Bellini.
Oh, I know. We have been just, testing our wings.
And now we're ready to go.
Yes. New concentrate of my chemical is ready. Today we have taken the city, tomorrow the world.
The world.
But now, while the city we have left behind us boils in the madness we have brought to it, you and I, we will rest, eh, Fenn?
You laugh again. Why?
I was thinking of the fun I had this morning.
Oh, you mean when we liquidated your enemies?
Dead. Every mother's son of them.
Everyone that ever laughed at
him. Yes, dead, every one of them. And you go on to new triumphs.
They never knew what hit them. That's the only trouble with moving so fast, Bellini.
You mean when you struck them at 50 times the normal rate?
Yes, it was like hitting them with a 6-inch shell. Their skulls smashed in like empty eggs.
And you are disappointed because your revenge was over too quickly, eh, Mark Fan?
Yes.
What if I were to tell you that my new concentrate, the one we will use tomorrow when we arrive at the seat of your government in Washington, what if I were to tell you that this new concentrate is infinitely more powerful than the one we have been using?
More powerful? How can that be?
Listen, the one we have been using increases the physical and mental rate 20 times, is that not so?
Yes, talk, walk, run, and think 50 times faster.
So there you have it. With the new concentrate, talk, walk, think, and run an infinite number of times faster than normal.
You mean there's no limit?
No limit.
We'll move faster?
As fast as we like.
Say.
200, 300, 500, the limit will be our desires. A blur of light, here, there, the next place. Masters of men. Because compared to us, men are snails who crawl while we run.
Masters of men.
Look, I brought the bottle. The new concentrate.
It looks the same.
Yes. Shall we try some, Mark, then?
I don't know.
We must try it sometime.
Yes.
It is the same basic formula as the other.
Sure.
I do not ask you to do what I will not do myself. We will take equal amounts and compare reactions.
How much, Felina?
Two drops each. I have two medicine droppers ready.
Yes.
The moment we swallow the drops, we will move toward the... You see that barn across the field?
Yes.
We meet there and see how fast we can move. Here are your drops, Mark Fan.
I...
Surely you're not afraid, my friend.
Afraid? Me? Well, no, of course not. Give me those drops.
We drink together.
Yes.
Mark. Mark Fenn.
What?
Mark Fenn.
Bellini. Why? What happened?
I am not quite sure.
The barn. We're lying by the barn.
We did get here. Mark Fenn, your clothes.
My clothes? Well, I'm naked.
I too. Mark Fenn, listen. We moved so quickly through the air, our clothes were torn off.
Yes.
The new concentrate, infinitely more powerful. We moved through the air at a tremendous rate, hundreds of miles.
Bellini.
What?
Your lips, they're not moving, and yet I hear you.
Your lips, they do not move either, and yet I hear you, too. That cannot be.
What is it, Bellini?
Our reactions. The concentrate has speeded them up so intensely, we read each other's thoughts. No, do not move.
Why not?
The concentrate, it was too powerful. We must lie quietly until its effects wear off.
Yes, but... Bellini...
Ben... Why are you looking at me like that?
Your face.
My face?
Something's happening to it.
What? Speak up. What is wrong with my face? What? Yours.
What?
Your face. Creases in it. Lines.
And yours. That's what's happening to yours. Bellini. I feel, Bellini, what's happening? Tell me.
Age! That is it! Age!
Age?
Age!
What?
We are aging! We are aging!
Aging? What are you talking about?
Concentrate! Our physical reactions, they have been speeded up too much.
Tell me. What's that got to do with...
Listen to me. The concentrate. It has speeded up our life processes to infinity. Every second is aging us a year. Every second.
No. No, I'm a young man, Melanie. You're lying. I'm not getting older. I'm not.
We are dying, my friend. Dying. Dying.
No, you lie, Melanie. I won't die. I won't die.
Death. And yet the solution works on in his flesh. Decay. No, I cannot die. Master of men, I cannot die. Master of death.
Mr. Obler, men who move with the speed of light. Now, I ask you...
Well, not exactly with the speed of light, but fast enough. It's all quite possible. But before talking of that and other pertinent matters, a word from you, please, Mr. Martin.
Remember now, friends, if you simply need more vitamin B and iron in order to get back your old-time pep and strength, your zest for living, then by all means try ironized yeast tablets. Try them on this no-risk, money-back basis. If you don't quickly begin to eat better, sleep better, feel much stronger, more alive, yes, and if you're not convinced that ionized yeast tablets will help you gain the pounds of good new flesh you need, the cost of the first bottle will be refunded to you in full for the Ionized Yeast Company, Box IY, Rahway, New Jersey. Remember, too, there's only one ionized yeast. You'll know it instantly by the big IY on the package and on each tablet. And now, Mr. Obler, what is this about human beings moving as fast as light?
Well, rather than talk of that, I'd like to speak to all of you of something that's as real as the air you're breathing right now. You know, if we could put a little lights-out fantasy into the war, all we'd have to do to get more ships and planes and guns for our fighting men would be inject some of Bellini's wonderful speed-up serum in the arms of our workers. But the Japs and the Nazis aren't fighting this war with mere fantasy. They're using real bombs and bullets. And the only way to get more of the weapons of war into the hands of the men fighting and dying for us is for more of those who are not working at war jobs to get into war industry. Your work can help win this war. If you live in an area where there's a shortage of workers in the nearby war plants, get a war job. Go to your local United States Employment Service office. They'll tell you where to get free training courses and where you can be of most help. Remember, that's only if you already live in a production center that's short of workers. If you don't now live in such a place, don't move to one. See your United States Employment Service branch for information about future war jobs, which will be open to outsiders later after the acute housing and transportation problems have been solved in these crowded centers. Now, the surest way to put a Jap in the White House, yes, a Jap in the White House, and a Nazi at your front door, is to expect the other fellow to win the war for you. So, if you're in a position to get a war job, get one as soon as possible. To work for victory is just another way of fighting for it.
Thank you, Mr. Obler. And now, what about next week?
Well, next week a story I've been trying to write for almost 2 years. I started to write it for a broadcast with Norma Shearer a couple of years ago, but it just didn't write. Then I tried to write it for Betty Davis and Miriam Hopkins, but each of the broadcasts had to be changed because this particular play just didn't work out in my mind. Well, at last, the typewriter's been good to me, and the dictaphone has done its part, and the stenographer has done her work, and it's all on paper. Its title, The Mirror. The story? Oh, but as usual, that's next week.
Lights Out will come to you again next Tuesday at this same time. Be sure to listen to Arch Obler's weird story of The Mirror. And if you need more vitamin B and iron, be sure to try ironized yeast. The one and only ironized yeast. With the big letters IY on the package, and on each tablet.
It is later than you think.
A smooth, comfortable shave. That's what you want from a shaving cream. And, brother, that's what you get with Mole Brushless Shaving Cream. Mole forms a protective film between your skin and your razor. Gives your razor something to ride on. Helps guard your face against nicks and cuts. The result? A smooth, comfortable shave. So get Mole, M-O-L-L-E, Mole. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have another petrifying episode of Lights Out, about two young men touring Paris and hoping to have some fun. This is Lights Out, Paris Bal Macabre, first broadcast March 9th, 1943 on CBS.
Ionized Yeast presents Lights Out. Everybody. It is later than you think. Lights Out brings you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal. Dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly, but sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
This is Arch Obler. Tonight we bring you a story of the Paris pre the Hitlerian New Disorder, the Paris of lights and fun and strange adventures. It's a story of two college boys on the loose in Paris. But before we begin, Frank Martin with a question.
Are you too tired to work, too nervous to sleep, too thin and run down to make friends or keep them? Well, no wonder you're discouraged. But cheer up. Maybe like thousands of other Americans nowadays, you simply need more vitamin B and iron. If so, try ionized yeast tablets. They're a cinch to take, cost but a few pennies a day, and do they help? Today, thousands who used to suffer from vitamin B and iron shortage tell how quickly ionized yeast helped them gain glorious new strength and pep and pounds. How today they really enjoy life. Friends, did you get that name? It's ionized yeast tablets. And now, Lights Out. Everybody.
Say, my boss, Missy.
Hmm?
What did he say, Paul? That we're here.
Oh.
Well, should we get out?
Yeah.
Come on, shoving. We'll get there.
Shoving.
Comment et... How much?
10 francs.
Okay. Here you are.
Merci, monsieur. Merci.
Well, I sure got to hand it to you, Paul. You sling that French right around us.
Took 2 years of it in school.
Vive la France.
Yeah. Oui, oui. How you doing?
Oh, boy, what a time.
How you got to keep them down on the farm after they see Paris? Oh, how
hey,
you got to keep
them down? It's almost midnight.
Oh, anything goes in Paris.
I hope, I hope, I hope.
Come on, let's go in.
It's the right address, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is. The card says 505 Rue de la Poupe or something.
Okay, let's find it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sure looks like a joint.
Don't be naive. I bet you it'll be about as exciting as a junior prom.
Ah, quit singing the blues. I tell you, this will be the real stuff. French artists and their models and things and stuff.
Hey, you must have got the wrong number. Look at the place, no light.
Hmm, it's pretty dark, isn't it?
Listen, fella, if there's an artist shindig going on in there, then I'm a left-handed monkey. Come on, let's get back to the hotel.
No, I'm going to find that artist ball if I have to tear the town apart.
Where's the doorbell?
Listen, I tell you, there's nothing going on in there.
That's what you say.
Oh, here's a knob. Now, let's see what... Hey, the knob pulls.
Oh, now you did it. We got some old Napoleon this time of night, and he'll scalp you.
Listen, I paid that bozo 6 bits for this ticket. I'm going to find out what for.
End up in the Bastille. That's what you'll do.
Yeah, well, if they want to...
Paul, it is a party.
Listen to them.
Well, I'll be.
Entree, monsieur.
I'll say, well, entree. Come on, Paul.
Yeah. Well, Paul, no artist ball, huh? So now you're a left-handed monkey, remember? Sure had me fooled.
This way, monsieur, s'il vous plaît.
Right with you, lady.
If monsieur would be seated.
Well, can't we go right in? We've got tickets.
Yes. Soon you will go in. You will wait.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, yeah. It sounded like quite a party.
Yeah, and you thought it was the baloney.
My house looked it. Yeah, you can't tell a good banana from the skin on the grape.
Not so good, pal.
Well, this party's gonna be.
You hope.
Oh, well, this be something to write home about.
If we ever get in the joint.
Now, I think I'm beginning to understand all this.
Huh?
It's a clip joint, that's what it is.
Clip joint?
Yeah, the way I suspected all along. A sucker joint for tourists.
See that up, you're terrific.
Go on, laugh, but I'm telling you that if this was a real artist, Paul, why, in we'd go without all this stalling. It's all a fake, and I'm getting out.
Hey, Paul, wait.
No, let me go. I'm getting out of here. If you have any sense, you'll get out, too.
Oh, Paul.
Before they slip you a Mickey Finn and clean you out.
Monsieur.
Huh?
Oh, you may go in now, monsieur.
Oh, yeah, sure.
This way, monsieur.
Well, Picklefoot Paul, my friend, you got any more to say?
I still think there's something to screw with.
Here, monsieur.
Okay. Paul, are you or aren't you going to have something to tell your grandchildren when they ask you about Paris?
Oh, I'll see.
Is this something? Gosh, would you look at the film. Boy, oh boy. Everybody's in costume.
Oh, what? I'm in costume, too.
I got on a clean shirt. Gosh, well, you got a load of the screwy masks they're wearing.
Yeah, I see them.
Sure wearing plenty for French models, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, evening's young yet.
That's funny.
What?
They're not dancing.
Oh, well, they're taking time out, I guess.
Yeah, but where is it?
What?
The orchestra. There's no orchestra.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, well, maybe they're hidden behind palms or something. Anyway, what's the deal?
They may be masked, but, fella, I know honeys when I see them.
But this is supposed to be a dance, so why don't they dance? There you are.
Boy, are you guessing wrong tonight.
But where's the organ?
Yeah, cut it out. Who cares where the organ is?
Parents, artists, models, mammy. Dancing.
You look at them.
Come on, let's cut out a couple of fillies and do a big apple.
Yeah, but look at the way they're dancing.
Huh?
Never saw a dance like that.
Yeah. Me neither.
They sort of glide.
Yeah.
Jerry.
What?
It's funny. No one's talking now.
Yeah. Sure take their dancing serious.
And the music.
It sure is funny music for an artist, Bull.
Did you say this was going to be a wild party?
Well, they look like artists.
Don't act like them.
Oh. Sure is funny music.
Let's beat it.
No. I want to find out what this is all about. Men and women dancing so quiet, funny music.
Let's go, Jim.
No, I want some answers first. I want to know why.
Monsieur.
Uh-huh.
You would like to dance?
No, not me.
And you, monsieur, you would dance?
Well, yeah, but...
It would be as you wish. As you wish.
Well, no, wait. What kind of a ball is this? These people, what kind of music... Hey, old lady, come on back here.
Come on, Jerry, let's get out of here.
What are you talking about? I paid dough for this ticket. I'm going to get one dance out of it.
Jerry, don't be a fool.
And don't you be a lily. What's there to be scared about? This is Paris, fella. Anything goes.
Hey, look, there comes the old lady with my dancing partner. Boy, oh boy, will you look at that shaft.
Young lady, she will dance with you.
Swell. Well, Paul, here I go. You're a good dancer, aren't you? Gosh, I suppose you don't speak English, do you?
I understand you, monsieur.
You do?
Oui.
Say, that's swell. Oh, lady, I've got more things to ask you than a psych professor doing an IQ on Einstein.
Whimsy?
Well, I mean, this goofy music. And, why doesn't anybody talk? And when are you going to take off your mask?
Midnight.
Midnight? That's not far off, is it?
Not far off.
Say, how about slipping your mask up a little and let me have a sort of a, you know, a preview?
No.
Say, I was just asking, that's all. You sure couldn't big apple to this music, did you?
There is still time for you to go.
What?
There is still time for you to go.
Go? Well, why should I go? Gosh, I'm just starting to enjoy myself.
I can give you only one warning.
Warning? Warning of what?
You are very young.
Yeah? Well, I'm old enough to know all the answers. And if you don't think so, suppose then you and me...
One warning I can give you. And it has been given.
Listen, if you're trying to warn me that this is a clip joint, well, I'm not worried. All my dough's in traveler's checks anyway. So, if somebody wants to steal my pants, okay. It's a two-pant suit anyway. Hey, look! Well, can you tie that? It's my pal. He's dancing, too. Hi, Paul. How you doing?
All right, I think.
What do you mean, you think?
Well, my partner won't talk.
Well, maybe she doesn't like your line.
Someone here speaks English, I guess.
Mine does. Don't you, beautiful?
Jerry, after this dance, where do you say we go?
Will you listen to that, beautiful? Me with you in my arms and he wants to go.
Jerry, listen.
Now, you listen to me. Beautiful here tells me she's going to unmask at midnight. That's only a couple of minutes, too. So, fella, I'm staying. I've got an idea that behind this goofy mask, beautiful here's got a face that's going to take my heart and turn it inside out and put it together again. Hey, come to think of it, beautiful, what is your name?
I have warned you, and now you will go. Too late.
Too late? What are you talking about? It's 12. Come on now, beautiful, unmask.
No, no.
What do you mean, no? Hey, look, everyone stopped dancing. Yeah, everyone's going to unmask. And that includes you, lady.
No, 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 no.
All
no.
Right, then. I'll take your mask off myself.
No, no, no.
Come on.
No, no,
nah,
no,
nah.
No,
let's
no,
be
no,
so
no.
Shy. Take it off. Take it off. There's a light. They went out. How do you like that? Oh, no, beautiful. Oh, I don't think you're going to get away from me. Yeah, I learned this arm lock from a professional. Yeah. Kind of nice standing here in the dark, close like this. Isn't it beautiful? Pretty tricky of this dance committee. Turning the lights off just at the minute when the masks are supposed to come off. Yep, pretty tricky. Well, haven't you got anything to say? I mean, even if it is dark, we could start a conversation now, couldn't we? Oh, come on now, beautiful. Haven't you read that book on how to win and influence friends? You gotta give, you know, conversationally. Now, look, you ask me if I'm always this fresh with strangers. I'll ask you where you've been all my life, and before you know it, we'll be pals. Gee, I'll bet you're a honey. I just know you are. You know, a fella kind of knows when the girl he's with is a honey. Gosh, everybody's keeping quiet. Is that part of the entertainment? Standing around in the dark? Well, it's okay by me. But I sure would like to get that mask of yours off and really see what you look like. Hey, how about some lights? Lights, lights!
A candle, monsieur.
Huh? Candle. Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks. Now, listen, beautiful. You stand right there while I light this thing. Got a match someplace here. Yeah. Well, it's pretty nice, whoever it was, handing me a candle. Now, wasn't it beautiful? Must have guessed how anxious I was to see you. There we are. That's a nice light. Now, you stand right like that while I take off this thing you got over your head. It sure is a goofy mask. That's not so tight. Well, now it's loose. Now, stand still, beautiful. In a minute, I'm going to be congratulating myself on what a swell picker I am. There we are. Off it comes. Oh.
You haven't got any
head.
Ladies and gentlemen, you, I, all of us, I know we'd like to be reassured that we're here and not in Paris, so supposing we relax, take a deep breath, and consider something quite close to home. This problem of a very pretty young lady.
Why does everybody keep talking about vitamin D and iron? Oh, I know I'm too thin and always tired and nervous and all in. I suppose I'm cranky, too, but what could vitamin D and iron have to do with it?
Why, miss, authorities explain that when you don't get enough vitamin B from your food, you may lose your appetite, not eat all you need. Or you may not get all the good out of your food. Naturally, then, you lose weight, lose your pep and ginger. And when you don't get enough iron out of your food, you may be weak and pale, feel only half alive.
Hmm. Sounds reasonable. But how can I get more vitamin B and iron if I need them?
Try ironized yeast tablets. They're the famous two-way tonic that gives you both vitamin B and iron. They've been astonishingly beneficial to thousands who need them. So, if more vitamin B and iron is what you need, by all means, get ironized yeast tablets right away, tonight. Then see if pretty quick you aren't saying...
It's glorious to feel so peppy and good. Everybody says I look like a million, too, since I've gained the pounds I needed. My, how glad I am I tried iron eye yeast tablets.
And now back to Lights Out and the story of the two boys who went to Paris.
No head. It doesn't have a head.
Thing without a head.
No. No.
Jerry, where are you? Jerry.
What? Who's calling? What?
Jerry.
Paul.
Oh, Paul. Where have you been? What happened? I've been calling.
Oh, wait. Don't come any closer. It's just standing there.
What's happened? What's the matter with you?
There. Standing right there. I dropped the candle. It's so dark. But she must be standing there, Paul.
Jerry, for Pete's sake. Jerry.
I saw it.
Saw what? Pete's sake, there's no one here. I tell you, there's no one here. The whole hall's empty. Jerry, open your eyes. You're standing there with your hands over your eyes for. Look, I tell you. See, there's no one here. The lights went on again, and everyone was gone.
What?
I thought... Well, the devil with what you thought. Come on, let's get out of here. You should have gotten out a long time ago.
Yes, we'll go, won't we?
Come on. Don't act like you're sleepwalking. Come on.
Paul, listen, She didn't have...
The devil with what she had or didn't have. We're getting out of here before those maniacs get back.
Maniacs?
Yes, I said maniacs. Kind of a goofy bunch we walked in on. I knew they were screwy right from the start. Come on, let's down.
Paul, didn't you see that?
What could I see? The lights went out. Everyone beat it. Here, I think this is the door.
The door.
I can't open it. We've got to get out. We've got to.
We've got to get out.
Here, let me at the door. Let me at it. No, get away, Paul. Quit banging your fist on us. We've got to break it down. Okay.
Get out! Get out! Get out! Hit it. Now we'll get out.
Get out where, monsieur?
That old woman. Old woman, tell us how to get out of this place.
Yeah.
We gotta get out. You hear me? Out.
Out? Yes. There is a way out.
Well, don't stand there talking about it.
Show us. We want to get out of here.
You will play, monsieur. There is no need for such excitement. Just listen to me.
Listen, but who wants to listen? We want to get out of here. You hear me? Out!
No, Paul, wait. We're getting out. Let's find out what this is all about.
I don't want to know what it's all about. I just want to get out.
Now, listen. We've got to know what it's all about. Don't you understand? If we don't, we'll always think that maybe... Well, I tell you, I've got to know.
And I will tell you. Yes, I will tell you. Once a year, they meet here.
They? Who? But what sort of people are they?
They meet and they dance, a miserable dance, a dance without joy, without meaning, yet a dance of hope.
Come on, Jerry, let's be...
Be quiet, will you? Go on, old woman.
A dance of such weariness, and yet I say it, a dance of hope.
Hope? Of what?
Hope of deliverance, hope of freedom from misery without end.
What's she talking about?
Oh, woman, what are you talking about? I saw a woman without a head. Did I see it?
Did you see it?
Push her out of the way, Jerry. Let's get out of
here.
Oh,
no, wait, Paul. No, I think I understand all this. It's all a gag, an initiation of some kind. Now, that's it, old woman, isn't it? It's a club, and these are all kinds of tricks to get in, aren't they? Trick mirrors and lights going out and all the rest of it. It's all a joke, an initiation, isn't it, old woman?
One hope. A hope that one of you will blunder among them. And give one of them deliverance.
Oh, woman, stop talking in riddles, will you? This is all some kind of a ceremony, an initiation, isn't it? Answer me, isn't it?
Yes, one like you, to give his head so that one of them can have their rest.
But Jerry, come on, I tell you, I can't stand that woman, Jerry.
Wait, Paul. Oh, woman, you... Is that something about... head? What did you mean by that? What?
Listen. You heard, monsieur. You heard. La guillotine.
Jerry, what's she talking about?
Oh, woman, what do you mean?
La guillotine. He took their heads. Yes. We. One day, they were alive like you. Lived and breathed and had the world. And then La guillotine was born. They took them in the tumbrils across the stony street. The crowd was howling. They took them one by one and fed them into her hungry mouth. The knife went up, up, up. A moment more of life, And then down it came. It struck. And their head rolled into the basket.
What's she talking about? What's she talking about?
Oh, woman. That girl I danced with.
You mean
she and all the rest that danced tonight. Lafayette took their heads and lives many weary years ago. Dead. All of them dead.
No, you crazy fool. You, the dead don't dance.
But the victims of Lafayette dance. Why? They dance one night each year as here you saw them. Dance.
No. No, it can't be true. It can't be. Crazy.
One hope of breath. One hope, I tell you, that one of you shall blunder in to give his head for theirs. One hope that one of you will headless take their place and let one of them...
Stop it. I won't listen anymore. Jerry, make her stop.
You're crazy, old woman. You're crazy and trying to make us crazy, too. Come on, Paul.
Stop. Stop, I tell you. Look behind you.
Behind?
Jerry, there's people there.
Yeah.
It grows lighter. See that?
Father in heaven! All of them without heads. Without heads.
Paul, they can't keep me here. Things without heads. I'll get out. Out of my way, old woman. The door. Things without heads. You won't get me.
Paul, you've left me here with them. You shouldn't have done that, Paul. You left me here with them.
Ah, monsieur. Your friend. He has not gone far. Listen. What? Listen. Oh. La guillotine. She has been set.
Dead? Guillotine? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Paul? Paul? Where are you, Paul?
Listen. Your friend is well.
Paul. Oh, Paul, you're all right. You're all right.
Paul?
Why do you stand there in the shadows? Paul, why do you stand there like that?
Paul. Come closer. Then he will come closer.
Paul, what's the matter? Why don't you answer me? Paul, what have they done to you? Paul, what...
Dorothy... Oh, you haven't got a hand. Oh, no, stay back, headless things. Headless things, all of you. I'll get through you.
I'll get away. You won't do that to me. Not me.
Let me through. The guillotine won't get me. I'll get through. I'll live.
You won't get me to the guillotine.
Not me. To the door. I'll get out. I'll live. I'm free of you. You think you are free. I got away.
If he won't get me, I'll live. And that thing
won't get me.
He's a girl. Yes, I'm right into the car. Right into it.
I get in the car.
Mercy, you must stand back. Give him air. Stand back.
No, the calotin. Les morts. Regardez. Oh, c'est horrible.
His head cut off as clean as if it had been done by the guillotine itself.
Well, Mr. Obler, so now you think that the past can come back.
It does very definitely in many, many ways. All of us within ourselves carry the ghosts of our own past and our own ancestries. Yes, deep-seated memories of the generations before us. Sometimes they come to us in dreams. But I'll tell you about that after you've had your say.
I only want to say this, friend. If vitamin D and iron deficiency is what's keeping you thin and weak and always tired, And we urge you, try ironized yeast tablets right away. They cost but a few pennies a day, and you don't risk even those few pennies. For ironized yeast tablets are sold on this money-back basis. If you don't quickly begin to eat and sleep better, to gain new pounds, to feel much stronger and peppier, the cost of the first bottle will be refunded to you in full by Ironized Yeast, Box IY, Rahway, New Jersey. But remember, there's only one ironized yeast. You'll know the genuine but big letters IY on the package and on each tablet. Now, Mr. Robler?
Now let's talk about preventing death. How would you like to send a wise, powerful friend along with your son or husband or brother to this war? Someone who'd know how to help him if he's wounded, who'd get his messages through to you and get food and medical supplies to him if he should be taken prisoner. Well, you're doing just that when you give to the Red Cross War Fund. American Red Cross field directors and their staff go with their fighting men wherever they go. Yes, wherever they go, in the jungle, in the desert, everywhere. Behind the lines, the Red Cross membership operates service clubs and recreation centers. So that your men in uniform won't get homesick and lonely. This work must go on. Give to the Red Cross War Fund tomorrow. Give all you can and double it. Give as much as you'd want someone else to give to help your man in uniform. And all men in uniform are members of your family. The American family.
Well, now, what about dreams, Mr. Robler?
Oh, yes, dreams. Well, take the dream of falling. Now, almost all of us have had that dream when we were children. Falling through space and waking up with a start. Now, there are some who say that this dream is a memory of prehistoric times when man, to escape enemies, hid in trees and caves. A child would clutch itself to its mother when danger arose, and the fear of falling was the greatest fear. It's an interesting thought, isn't it, that those falling dreams of our childhood may be a subconscious memory of the dawn of mankind.
More ghosts next week, Mr. Ober?
No. Coincidentally, the play is about dreams. It's a play which may disturb your dreams, but which I know all of you lovers of the unusual will enjoy. It's about a woman just like any one of you out there who has a most amazing recurring dream night after night after night. But that takes place next week.
Yes, tune in next Tuesday again for Arch Obler's eerie story, The Dream. And if you need more vitamin D and iron, be sure to try ironized yeast. The one and only ironized yeast. With the big letters IY on the package and on each tablet.
It is later than... you think.
Look ahead to white shoe time. You can only buy 3 pairs of shoes this year, so when you break out in your white shoes, whether they're last year's shoes or new ones, give them extra good care. Do it with Energene Shoe White. Energene Shoe White has the advantage of being made with the whitest pigment known. This special white pigment gives Energene Shoe White a creamy-like texture, so it spreads easily and evenly over your shoes. Gives them a uniform white coat. The special white pigment also gives your shoes an extra whiteness that results in more satisfactory wear. For the proper care for the white shoes you wear, remember Energene Shoe White. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.